Good morning.
Good morning, Monsignor. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Great day. I'm ready to declare this year I'm ready to declare this year as a year of warfare. I'm going to commit this is the beginning of a new year. And I can see that the future I've seen more clearly. We have already had in the church our D-Day. We have already had in the church our Pearl Harbor. The enemy has decimated our naval power, and our Pearl Harbor has taken place. I mean, when we read the statistics, I think I've become acquainted with them for so long that maybe 35% of the believers believe in the Eucharist. Or how many really are aware of who they are by baptism? The church has been decimated by the enemy. And there isn't an awareness that there is even an enemy in our midst and has totally destroyed it's full of worms and full of decay. And what we think is the fungus is a sign of death, and what we think is really mushrooms of great growth is really a sign of the death in our church. And the enemy has so taken over. And so to declare warfare, and this is and to and a book like this is so eye-opening as to what's going on. And all of us who have been kind of back and forth trying to see how we would do it. In fact, John gave me the impetus today in his epistle, first letter of his, in the second chapter, and to begin with the 18th verse. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you have heard that the Antichrist was coming, so now many Antichrists have appeared. Thus we know this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of our number. If they had been, they would have remained with us. Those antichrists that have gone out from us, it looks as if they're still in the church, but they're not. They've become antichrists. And what, how do you recognize the enemy? Who is the antichrist? Their desertion shows that none of them was of our number. But you have the anointing that comes from the Holy One. Who are you? You are Jesus. You are Christ. What is the church? It's enlightened by Christ. He is in us. And you all have known and have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you do, and because every lie is alien to the truth. So what is the enemy of Jesus? What is the enemy really? It's sin. It's Satan and it's death. They're the enemies. What are the antichrists? Those who have given in to sin and Satan and death. Who is the liar? Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ, whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. Now, who is that? That's where the battle begins. There are so many. I just got a priest who called me from New York. This woman has been diagnosed by a psychiatrist to have manifestations of the evil spirit. It was so magnificent for me This priest is not an exorcist. He's a priest. He's been recognizing the enemy. The first step that I think we need to do in this new battle is recognize the enemy. I've been preaching, Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the Lord. But how do you know he's the Lord? You have to know his power against the enemy. The enemy is the one that you have to engage first. When I come to know that I am dealing with an entity, a power of Satan, this priest now is girding himself, has now come up against the enemy. One that he gets to know, first he knows the enemy, then he realizes I don't have the equipment. I have to get to know my commander. This is what's so magnificent about that book. You don't know. The way it's even laid out, know the enemy, and then you have to get to know the commander. And then you'll have to get to know your equipment. This man is coming alive because he has met the enemy. And until Japan attacked the United States, we didn't realize. D-Day woke us up, and there was a power. And Roosevelt said, this sleeping giant is what they did. They woke up a sleeping giant. The church has always been told it's a sleeping giant. Now it's been attacked, smashed right in our face. The enemy is there. I got a call from California, both of them the same day. And this priest wanted to know, how do I do this? What do I do? They met the enemy. They're engaged in battle. This is a year of warfare. That's what John is saying here. Whoever denies Christ and the Father, the Son, this is the Antichrist. No one who denies the Son has the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father as well. And then he goes on in the very next chapter, but that's the reading for today and today's Mass, which I really think is so powerful, that we have engaged now for the first time. And what this little book does is have us realize that we first have to know we have an enemy. We have to know there's a battle. And so this year, I would like to spend this year recognizing first the battle, first the enemy, because it's only then we're going to begin to see that the only one who can overcome sin is Jesus by grace. The only one who can overcome Satan is Jesus. And the only one, he's the only commander, and we also have his comrades, and we can only come to call on them when we're in pitch battle. And there is a fight going on. Warfare. This is a year of warfare. And the warfare has been going on. But I've been sitting back and saying, oh, you know, Jesus enthroned the home. And it's like, I don't know how to describe it for me until I become aware of the horror that's, we don't know the commander because we don't know the enemy. Is first the ugliness, the horror, the death, and the destruction, and the only antidote, the only one who can bring salvation. Why is he the Redeemer? Why is he the Savior? Why would we call out? Because we are being inundated, destroyed by this enemy. Maybe the greatest thing that's happened to us is ISIS. You know, that the recognition, we are going to kill you. The others have really kind of made bedfellows with us, but destroying us. Our souls, our minds, our hearts, the church is being decimated and destroyed. And for years, Our Lady of Fatima has said, these souls are slipping quietly into hell. They're being destroyed. And when we get this call to wake up, we aren't going to be interested in prayer until we recognize the enemy. These are the tools and equipment and weapons and armor that we have. Only when we're up against this enemy, this power, there's no other power that can destroy these Antichrist enemies, sin, Satan, and death. If a bishop is listening to this, or a priest, how many times launching a new program this year, or doing, what is that going to do to awaken us to the pitch battle that's taken place in every human heart, every soul? The ordinary activity of Satan has to be recognized as the one that he is taking to destroy the soul. That ordinary activity which leads him gradually into whatever lifestyle they're doing, either the drinking or the orgies or the fornications or the life of drugs, whatever that's going to be, you know, the pornography, all that kind of stuff, that's not really going to be very helpful. It's who is taking over and who is destroying. And many, many of those are in the church. They actually have Christ within them who is being destroyed in their lives, the life of grace. So what does the church do today at the end of the church year? The magnificent, the one greatest reading that I have always used, is I always knew it as the greatest power against Satan. And when I use it, and when I engage the enemy, no matter what I use, I could use the exorcism, the Leo XIII, but the church has used this for so many centuries. It's the first chapter of John, the prologue. That's what she ends the church year with. And that's what I would want to begin this year of warfare with. Listen to the power of this gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. Everything in this universe is because he created it and sustains it. What came to be through him was life. All that have life have it through him. That's why sin is so horrible, because it brings death. That's what Satan does. He brings death. That's exactly what happened to our parents, and that's exactly what's happening to us. He alone, who came to be through him, what came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. Every human being, in every human heart, every human heart that hears this, you were called, because without his creating you, without his sustaining you, and this life was the light of the human race. Jesus is in you, brother Muslim. Jesus is in you, communist deep in the heart of China. And Jesus is in you, brother Hindu, sister Hindu. Jesus is in you. You are alive because of Jesus. That's who he is. The darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came to testify, to give testimony to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens every human being, everyone was coming. He was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. John says in an epistle, "You who are baptized, you know him, but the world did not know him." He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But this is such a powerful truth that's going on in every human heart. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by nature, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. You are in the world today because he has created you and sustained you. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That was 2000 now, ready to be 2015 years ago. And we saw his glory. The glory as of the Father's only Son. He is the only begotten Son of God. He is the one who has created you, and he is the one who dwells within you, full of grace and truth. Now that's where the warfare is. If there's sin in you, that's the Antichrist. When John says in his epistle, if you have left the church, what does it mean to leave the church? You have left yourself. You have denied your very life. That's where Satan takes over. And you have become the Antichrist. That's who you are. And that's the battle that's going on within you. Can you be saved? Only by he who is the light. Only by he who is the life. Only by he who is within you and wants to save you. Only Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean we're starting this program with regard to warfare to get more numbers. No, it's to save me and you. The battle is on, and the enemy is so tricky. His battle, his temptation is ordinary, and whatever he has done so far to darken your soul, and many, many have been darkened, well, then you're being destroyed. You are in a battle, and that battle is continuing, and this year we hope to engage and help you to recognize the enemy that is within you, and his name is the devil. And his name is sin, and he brings death. He is full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given to us through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him. You have been created by him. You have been sustained by him. And you are being saved by him. He is in you. And there's a pitch battle going on in your soul. The Antichrist, the enemies, are also in you. And you are either being won over to that side, the dark, the death, hell, or to the light, to the truth, and to love. And that warfare is going on. There's a magnificent opportunity this year that we're going to try and give in this podcast. And I would like to help you recognize that enemy. He comes in ordinary ways, which is temptation. He comes in extraordinary ways. But anyone who begins to recognize that enemy begins to see that your soul is engaged in a battle. Every single one of us, me and you, and cardinals and bishops, you cannot be an instrument. If you are a priest and you're listening to this, you cannot be an instrument against the warfare that's going on in the souls of your people if you yourself are in sin. How important it is for you to really be so united with your commander. And you cannot drive out demons without you yourself being one with your commander, because he is the only one that has the authority. And so if you're a priest or a bishop and you're in sin, what are you doing? How important it is to pay attention to the commander. The union between, and if you're a father of a family, what kind of guidance can you give your children to bring them into grace if you yourself are deep in sin? What kind of an instrument can you be if you lost the battle and you yourself are dead? How many of you mothers and fathers and bishops and priests have to begin to see that you are dull instruments because you have no armor and you have no weaponry? Because the enemy has taken over your own hearts. This is warfare. And the warfare is a battle between Jesus and the devil, between sin and grace, between life and death. And these are the enemies and the antichrists that have so wormed their way into the church, into Christians. So whenever you can say Jesus, Jesus, but if you aren't connected with him, in him, through him, and with him, really, he is the only one. And the enemy knows him. And the enemy is the only one who has been defeated by him, because there is no other Savior. So let's declare battle this year, spiritual warfare. And let's try and recognize first the enemy and know there is a battle, and then become acquainted with the commander.
And as many troops. That's the one thing in that manual for spiritual warfare that's so compelling, is the testimony and the witness of the saints who, and the tools that it aided them, you know, whether it was St. Gemma Galgani to Padre Pio to the Desert Fathers to all those great members in the cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on. We need to be reminded of their testimony, don't we, Monsignor?
Also, I think the major one would be Mary,
who
is such a powerful, the Our Lady and the saints. And then the prayers. You see, you're only going to be seeking tools, armor, when you recognize the enemy. Once you have met the enemy, and this is what I really feel is lacking, We have not recognized and disclosed the enemy to the eyes of the, and we have denied that there is the enemy. But this is the year. The hour has come, and the enemy has shown his face, and the battle is on. This is a great time, and more priests, when I hear their call, they really want to know what they can do and how they can.
The other thing that the manual contains that's so compelling is the scripture, whether the numerous scripture testaments to the reality of the enemy, but also the power of the word to vanquish it.
How important I think it's going to be that we spend time this year talking about, first of all, spiritual warfare, and then displaying for people the truths that are here to be recognized and used by the people of God. And it was going to be a very marvelous year. And this has been such a great gift. And what I see, Chris, that I have been given with this tool is that I don't think people are going to be interested in the commander or in the saint. They seem so foreign. But once you've been engaged by the enemy, once you recognize the ugliness and destructiveness that this enemy is having, you can't really get to see that without really wanting, oh my goodness, give me the tools. These priests that are now begging me to help them, because they see, and you can't begin to see the destruction and the hatred that this enemy has on this soul. And they've been awakened to that. And now we have fresh troops on the battle line. Priests who are really engaged. And I really wish we would have bishops who would really recognize what it's like to face the enemy and that what's happening to their people. They have to be awakened to the enemy, to the battle, to recognize that there is warfare and there is a battle, and they are just giving, they're not giving their people tools to equip them with what is necessary for the salvation of their souls. Once a good bishop or a good father of a family awakens to this, then he recognizes that he has to come into the light and come out of the darkness. I think this is going to be such an exciting time. And then we'll get into the scriptures. See, we've been quoting the scriptures. We've been quoting the saints. We've been quoting Our Lady and even the commander himself. But the enemy, you know, it's like waking up and finding this ugly dragon in your bed. Oh my God, that's a different element. Now, here is something that's going to devour me, or has half devoured me. And now, how can I begin to be aware myself of the enemy? Yes.
Powerful, powerful. Yeah. Final thought, Monsignor?
This is going to be a great year. But I feel, you know, I think there's a false ironism, a false peace that has come over the world. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Let there be peace on earth. Easy words to say. But it really is going to come. And this year, just looking at the world around us, declaring warfare on our true enemies is going to be the way to establish peace through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let's begin with declaring war on our enemies, sin and Satan and death. And let's begin to recognize and face our enemies head on with the only one who has ever defeated them, Jesus Christ. God bless.